Some of our more mathematically inclined listeners were none too happy with last Saturday's program, and they wrote to tell us about it. In response to Crispin Sartwell's back-to-school commentary calling for an end to the teaching of mathematics, John Douglas of Spokane, Washington, wrote to say it was, quote, "the stupidest and most revolting piece I have ever heard on NPR. It is an example of an all-too-common denigration of the sciences and mathematics by those in the humanities." Conversely, most of my friends and colleagues in mathematics and science have reasonable knowledge of the humanities and are supporters of activities in this domain, end quote. John Tuohy of Huntington Beach, California, took issue with Crispin Sartwell's description of the number 7 as a concept without meaning. The definition, Mr. Tuohy writes, is quite simple to me. Define 0, none, then add a single integer to 0 7 times. The idea of someone propagating the idea that 7 is difficult to understand is absurd. Our mistake? We feel duty-bound to report now what we apparently failed to get across last week. Crispin Sartwell's commentary was satire. Many of you wrote about our feature on the California garlic industry. The letter we thought we'd share actually came from one of the farmers in our story, Chester Aaron. He sent this end-of-summer tale from his garlic farm in Occidental, California. Get this. Today, while working in the field, I unearthed a nest of yellow jackets, to which, because of exposure some years back, I am especially susceptible. 8 stings on my fingers, my forearm, my neck, especially dangerous. My hands swelled to almost twice their size. My neck looked like I had a goiter. I went inside, made an emulsion of garlic and olive oil, only because I knew it would be an hour before I could get to the hospital. I applied thick layers of the emulsion. Pain diminished almost immediately. Within minutes, the swelling decreased to almost normal. I applied a second layer and sat in front of a fan. In about 20 minutes, I was back in the field working. The garlic? Siberian. I called my doctor and he laughed. Sure, sure. But then he asked if I would bring him some garlics, including some Siberian, to plant in his yard. It is now 8:26 p.m., about 6 hours after I was stung. The sting sites sting like hell, but I could play a pizzicato on a harp with no difficulties right now. For the record, NPR does not endorse the use of Siberian garlic on bee stings. Regale us with your stories or send your comments, your criticisms, your kudos to watc@npr.org. That's watc@npr.org. Do tell us where you live and please how to pronounce your name.